Well, where we sit is that we have about 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not getting vaccinated. We can put all of this behind us and solve this if we got the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated. This is right now an acceleration of an outbreak among the unvaccinated. It is not only bad for the unvaccinated because you don't want to see them get sick, you don't want to see them spread the infection, but it impacts even the unvaccinated because when you have a lot of spread of virus around, for those who don't get the full effect of the vaccine, they can also wind up getting infected because the vaccine is even 90% effective, which means that there are some people who are not going to be protected. So the more virus you have in the society, the greater chance you're going to have of this thing just continuing at this level. The bottom line is we've got to get more people vaccinated, and that's what the president was talking about doing things such as incentives to get them vaccinated.
If there's not a lot of buy-in on this or enough buy-in on this, what kind of a future are we looking at here over the next several months?
Well, you know, there is very likely going to be local mandates. I don't believe you're going to get a central federal mandate that everybody's got to get vaccinated. I don't think that's in the cards. But I think what you're going to start seeing are things like universities and colleges saying if you really want to show up to class, you've got to be vaccinated. I think there likely will be departments, perhaps even federal or local and state departments, that will require people, if they're going to come to work, they must be vaccinated. I think we're going to see that kind of in more than just an incentive, but some sort of really mandate that they would have to do that. Otherwise, if we don't do that, I don't think we're going to reach the point where we can feel safe.
On the subject of vaccines, we learned today that Israel is now going with boosters for people older than 60. Do you expect that to happen here in the U.S. soon?
I don't expect that to happen soon. What I do expect to happen is that there will be boosters very likely for those individuals who are immunosuppressed, who never got a good response to the vaccine to begin with. That could be transplant patients, patients who are on chemotherapy for cancer, patients who are on immunosuppressive regimens for autoimmune diseases. I believe we're going to see them first. As the data accumulate over the next months and more, if it looks like the immunity in the population of vaccinated people, particularly among the elderly, start to wane, if we see that, then we'll have to seriously consider boosting. But that's not in the cards in the immediate future.
Hey, Dr. Fauci, quickly before we go, what haven't we asked you that people need to know?
Well, I think you asked the critical question, how do we get out of this pickle that we're in? How do we get out of into this serious situation that we're in? And the answer is get vaccinated. For those of you who have friends who are reluctant to get vaccinated, explain to them how easy it is to get vaccinated, how important it is to get vaccinated. That's the solution to this problem.